Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, I said the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine to provide life guidance and help people connect through emotion with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and followers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite spiritual and master teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. My name is Luciana Stiglitz. I'm the founder of Inner Healers, and I will be your host in this adventure. May you allow yourself to enjoy it. Well, hello, everybody. How are you doing today? September is springtime here in Peru, and we're very happy to see how the seeds we long ago planted are starting to blossom. In accordance... Wow, where's that music coming from, I wonder? Anyway, in accordance, we're back to our Inner Healers radio show, hoping to deliver our light to all our beloved Inner Healers family. What are you paying attention to? Are you afraid of success? Are you worried by how others treat you? Do you allow yourself to dream? Are you free enough to fail? How can you stay in balance in your life? Life is all about trying to learn about oneself, says Brian in his recent book, Finding Your Voice. There will always be someone who does something better than you. Set your goals and dreams for yourself and the growth that will come with your journey. Brian Benson is a multiple award winner, self-help author and filmmaker, consultant, speaker, actor, workshop facilitator, inspirational poet, finisher of over 50 triathlons, cross-country bicyclist, and he is our guest today. Help me welcome Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, hello there, Luciana.
Hi, how are you doing today? Good morning there.
Hey, good morning. Is the music still on? I'm kind of having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, can you listen to me?
Oh, no, I can hear you now.
Okay, that's great. So, welcome. This is the first time that we have you here at our Inner Healers Radio.
Thank
you. How is it that you decided to write this book, Finding Your Voice?
Boy, you know, I'm having trouble hearing you. Let's see. The Finding Your Voice for me is just a compilation of a whole bunch of blogs and poems and quotes that I kind of came up with over the last couple of years that have helped me in my own personal growth. And, you know, I put the book together to help others, you know, try to help them find their own voice as they're going through, you know, life's trials and tribulations, and you know, I'm very proud of how it came about and the finished product itself.
Mm-hmm. And when did you write it? Was it long ago?
Well, the book's brand new. It's just been out a few months, but it's a compilation of my work over the last couple of years. Some of my work over the last
mm-hmm.
couple of years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how come you came with the idea of writing? What was happening in your life at that time?
Well, you know, the whole my journey has been very kind of it's still evolving, but the last 4 or 5 years for me have been you know, I've been kind of redirecting my goals and reinventing myself. About 5 years ago, I was running my family's business. We had a big golf center and a driving range and a retail golf store, and I just knew in the back of my mind it wasn't what I wanted to do with my life. And I was really finding myself out of balance and just kind of burnt out, and I didn't feel like I was growing anymore. So I kind of did some soul searching, and, you know, being kind of a driven person, I decided I wanted to come up with a handful of things that I knew that would keep me in balance and centered. And so I came up with a short little list, and I just really concentrated on doing those things every day. I think my list read something like this. Make sure that I was drinking enough water. Make sure that I was getting some daily exercise. Make sure that I was getting enough sleep. I think number four was make sure that I allowed myself to be creative every day. And number five was to make sure that I allowed myself to have some alone time every day, because that's how I regenerated. And it really, really helped me during this tough period. And I ended up having a discussion with my father, and we ended up selling the business. And I decided to expand my little list, and that's how my first book came about, Brian's List, and it's just full of a whole bunch of different fun ways to stay in balance. And you know, it's a lot of the things are things that we've thought about before, but you know, staying in balance is so important. It's kind of our bedrock, and when we're in balance, we can listen to our intuition better and just flow into what you know our true paths are. And so that kind of led me down a whole different road, which has gotten me to where I am today, you know, with the books and such. And so that's probably, finding your voice is just a continuation of the journey that I'm on, you know, trying to help others, you know, to learn about themselves as I work on becoming the best me that I can become. And so
So you were saying that you were having a difficult time, you know, working in the family business. How was that for you? I mean, was it very difficult for you to take the decision to say, well, this is not for me? Was it difficult for you to do this soul searching? How was the soul searching for you?
What was the very first part of that? I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Yep. I was saying, how was that moment for you, you know, when you were working with your, and in your family business, and you were you know, happy with that? How were those feelings? How were you feeling about that? Was it difficult for you to take the decision to say, well, this is not for me, this is not what I like?
You know, for me, it was difficult definitely at first. Because I felt like I'd been given this really good opportunity to run the business, and a lot of people would give their left arm to do what I was doing. But so I had to deal with a little bit of my own, you know, I felt like I was kind of maybe letting my father down initially when I was feeling that way. And
how was that for you, you know, having the feeling that you were letting down somebody you love so much?
Oh, it was very, very tough. You know, I'm much better now, but I'm a little bit of a people pleaser, and so it was very, very tough. But we had some very good discussions about it, and he wanted me to be happy, and so he was okay with my feelings and eventually selling the business, which was a great relief to me. But initially, it was really tough. It was really tough. But I just knew that I had to do it. I couldn't stay in that position.
And how did you, I mean, how did this soul searching was for you? Was it difficult for you to realize what is it, you wanted to do instead of that?
You know, for me, it was more of an intuitive feeling that I just needed to leave and do something else. I did not know what my next step was. That was kind of a crazy thing about it, but I just knew I couldn't stay there anymore.
And how do you connect with your intuition? How is that? How does that work for you?
Well, I feel like I'm a little bit more knowledgeable now about it than I was then. But you know, I've always been a pretty good manifester and trusted my instincts kind of throughout my life up to that point. And so I knew that I needed to do something else. I wasn't sure what it was, but I just trusted in that step. And for me, staying in balance really helped me make the transition as I closed one door and opened up another, even though I wasn't quite sure where I was headed. But, you know, as I've found, you know, when we do trust our gut and our instincts, you know, doors do open. And the key is just to kind of not to get too far ahead of oneself, and just let the doors open as we're ready for them to open, and just keep moving in trust, keep moving forward in trust.
And what would you tell people, listeners, who might be in a point where they are not happy with what they are doing, but they really do not know what to do or where to go or how to do something different? What would you tell them if they're disoriented in regards to what else can they do with their life?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. Initially just take a deep breath and just relax and know that you're going to be okay. Find some help out there to kind of maybe, whether it's kind of a coach to maybe kind of help you process some of your thoughts and maybe point you in a direction. Meditation is a wonderful thing to learn how to do. It can quiet your mind. Exercise, getting out in nature. There's so many different ways we can just find balance and find kind of, I think when one is in balance, they're able to live a more proactive life rather than a reactive life. And that's what I found for myself. And so, if you're struggling, there's a lot of different things you can do just to kind of maybe slow yourself down, get a hold of things, process your thoughts, and then start to move forward, even if it's a small step, but just to kind of maybe redirect yourself.
Did any of those options help you at that time?
Oh, definitely. The balance really helped me. I started to learn more about meditation and did some of that. Looking back, when I used to race in triathlons and do a lot of training, my long runs and my long bike rides, and those were kind of a form of meditation for me because my brain turned off and I was able to kind of let, some creativity flow through me. But meditation definitely helped me get centered and slow down and kind of listen to some guidance, which pushed me forward into the directions that I kind of have had it, giving me the little creative hits and the feelings and the desires to kind of try new things and let me know what was next.
Mm-hmm. So you were in this point in your life where you knew that you didn't want to stay where you were. You were not sure where you were heading. What were you paying attention to at that point in your life?
Just my gut. My gut. It was just I just wasn't happy. It was. Some people might not understand. Here I was in charge of this, this golf center, and a lot of really great people would come down, our customers. We had a little golf course, and it was just kind of a fun, relaxing place to be, although, I had to do everything, the marketing, the hiring, the ordering, the works, so it's a little different on my end. However, I just knew that I was put here to do something else, and I couldn't stay there. I just couldn't do it, even though it may have looked really, really enticing to everybody else. It wasn't for me anymore. And I don't regret being there because I learned a lot, but it was just time to go.
Mm-hmm. So were you afraid of success at that point in your life? Thinking about what were you going to do next? Were you afraid of success?
Afraid of success in the business, the family business, or afraid of success with what's been happening lately?
Personal success regarding what were you going to do with your life if you were not working at the family business?
Well, I didn't really think about that at the time, I suppose. I had never, planned on writing a book. It just kind of came through me, and it pointed me in this new direction. So, that got me going in the proper direction, but yet it kind of opened up a whole set of new opportunities for me to learn and grow as well. And so, the last 4 or 5 years have been full of personal growth and as well as some new fears. you know, maybe fears of success, fears of worthiness, like, you know, who am I to be doing self-help stuff? Just a lot of things. You know, but I continue to move forward and listen to my intuition. And a couple of years ago, you know, I hadn't done a whole lot of speaking, and I knew that I would need to be in front of people with the books coming through me. And so I signed up for an acting class just because I thought that would help, and I found out I really enjoyed it. So much so that I ended up doing some commercials and a few little movie shorts, and it just kind of opened me up to a whole other part of me that I didn't know existed. And I continue to follow that path as well today. And so, you know, as long as we're open-minded to listening to our instincts and our intuition, you just never know where it's going to take you, but it will take you to wonderful places. And places that will, you know, bring fulfillment and peace of mind and new opportunities to be creative, you know, because I think that's what really makes us happy and fulfilled, you know, while we're going through life, is to be able to be creative and to kind of, yeah,
How was that for you? You know, how was the process of opening yourself to a part of yourself that you didn't know existed?
It was really, it was a lot of things. It was exciting. It was scary. it was very exciting. It just, like, I didn't know what was next, but it felt right, and I was willing to continue down that path to see what was next. And so there was some excitement in anticipation of what was next. You know, and there's still a lot more to be learned and experienced out there that I'm not sure, you know, I'm not really necessarily sure what's next on the agenda or on my card, but I continue just to kind of move forward and trust and step out of my comfort zone and try to step through those doors that I have, I don't know, just a feeling about that I'm supposed to go through, and then just see what happens next. And 9 times out of 10, the fear that I had about those doors or about those new moves, you know, there really wasn't anything to be afraid of. I just, you know, I landed safely, and it was all right.
Mm-hmm. And you were telling me about having these discussions with your father, because it was actually a family business. Were you worried what would he think of you? What was your family going to think of your decision? Was there something about that at that time?
That's a great question. That's definitely something I worried about early on, as I was having feelings of feeling like I was done running the business. But as I, you know, stepped into my truth and had discussions with him, I found that he was supportive of that. And so, I didn't really worry as much about that. My family has always, I've been very lucky, they've always been very supportive. You know, I've always kind of operated in a little different way that has worked for me, that doesn't necessarily fit the model that a lot of people follow, but they've always been very, very supportive, and I felt that at this time as well, even though I wasn't sure where I was headed, you know, what was next.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by working in a different way?
Well, that's a great question. I told my mom when I was 3 years old that I was put here to inspire people. So it's always kind of been close to my heart, and she reminded me of that not too long ago. And I guess, I don't know, I've never really felt like I was supposed to kind of follow the typical model of maybe, you know, going to college and getting married and kind of going, you know, finding a steady job and going down that route. I've always just kind of followed my passions and just trusted that that's the direction I'm supposed to head. And so, I guess that's the best way I can answer that. Does that help?
Yes. And in the middle of the confusion that you were having at that time, at what point did you started to have a dream about what you wanted to do with your life?
You know, it didn't. I've always kind of tried to be creative in different ways through the years, and done a little bit of writing, but I never really, I mean, just for myself, you know, whether they were little kids' short stories or little poems that weren't very good or what have you. You know, I played the guitar a little bit, kind of a closet guitarist, and I didn't really, you know, I could never foresee where I'm at now back then. But, you know, after I left the business and my first book kind of came through me and opened some doors and kind of pointed me in a new direction, I then began to try to maybe visualize where it would be that I would end up, which I think is good in some ways, and it also kind of hindered me in some ways because I started to feel like I had, you know, started to pay attention to what a lot of self-help authors were doing and trying to kind of do, you know, a lot of things that they're doing and follow the route that they were. And at times I found myself kind of just running into walls. And I think I tried to be somebody that I wasn't. And even for a time there, I felt like I had to be perfect. You know, here I am writing self-help. I need to be perfect and almost pious. And it just, it kind of really messed with me. And it's, you know, what came out of that was just, I just need to be me. And I just need to be authentic and just be myself. And that's where, you know, it's really allowed me to be a lot happier. And I also feel that more people are kind of paying attention to what I do because I am not trying to be somebody else or try to do it a certain way that might not be as authentic. And so, you know, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
And can you describe for our listeners how was that feeling free enough to fail?
Could you say that again, please?
Yes. Can you describe for our listeners how was it for you to feel free enough to fail, you know, to be able to write this book, knowing that you're a human being, that you have failures and that you're not perfect and feel you can offer your experiences to these people?
It was a little scary at first, you know, putting down some, you know, private thoughts and feelings and stuff, but I just knew that I was supposed to do it. And it's kind of, you know, it's been a process. I'd be a little scared sometimes to maybe release a blog or a poem, but I just knew that I was supposed to do it, and it's just gotten easier and easier, and I'm comfortable enough now, you know, with myself and who I am, and it doesn't bother me anymore. You know, it's just people have responded in a very kind way, letting me know that maybe they felt some of the same feelings that I was feeling during something that I wrote. And, you know, we all have so much in common, and so it's very important that we do share some of our experiences, just to you know, let others know that they're not alone going through stuff. And so I've kind of just assumed that that's, I want to do it, and it's just kind of, I feel like it's my duty to do that. So, yeah.
And how is it for you today? I mean, how do you stay in balance in your life today?
How do I see balance in my life today?
Yeah, how is it for you today? And manage to stay in balance now in your life?
Well, I continue to do a lot of the same things that have always worked for me. You know, balance is kind of tough because it's a moving target. It's not always the same every day for us because we have, you know, different energy or different things going on and stuff. So, you know, I continue to exercise. I try to get out in nature as much as I can. I have a very busy mind, and so both of those things help me. You know, I'm still continuing to meditate, although I haven't been doing it as much as I should be. I'm getting back into that, because that's very helpful for me. You know, balance is it's a lifelong thing, finding balance. And it's for me, it's just it's the bedrock for everything else. It just allows everything else to flow. It allows me to have the energy to do what I want to do. It allows me to be able to hear my hunches and intuitions clearer, so I know what directions to head. It it's, you know, it's just one of those things that that I must have in my life.
And what do you do? I'm sorry.
One other thing I was going to say is, and you know, we all have tough times, and you know, I ride the roller coaster too sometimes. But as long as I'm staying in balance, it helps me to flow through those tough times more fluidly. You know what I mean? So that's another wonderful thing about trying to maintain balance in my life.
Actually, that's regarding my question. That's what I was going to ask.
I knew that.
What do you do when you get to those tough times? How do you motivate yourself?
Well, it's not always easy, you know, but I try to honor what I'm feeling. Sometimes I need to, you know, I'm a bit of an introvert, and I need a lot of time to regenerate, and that just, you know, maybe means quiet time for a little while, or just maybe not doing any work for a couple of days if I don't feel like it, and just reading and just trying to get back into the flow. But it's not always easy, but I try to take care of myself. I try to love myself. I try to continue to do the things that help me stay in balance. Even if I don't really even feel like going to exercise, I know that I will feel better after I go do it. It's even more important to try to find balance then.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to others that might be feeling like they're going through a failure part in their lives? They're having like a failure time in their lives. What would you tell them about failure?
Well,
is it good or not? Is it can they take something out of that or not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we all have tough times. We all have times where we have failed. And a lot of times when initially what something feels like as a failure, whether it's the loss of a job or potentially a breakup of a relationship, it's a blessing in disguise. And it's just, you know, it's so important to just try to keep your head up and stay positive if you can. That's, you know, why doing things that make you feel good, whether it's going to go watch a movie, a comedy, or you know, read, or those, it's so important to do that kind of stuff during those times, just to keep your energy up and your vibrational level up, and just trust that it will get better, and see if you can find, you know, sometimes the lessons are understood, you know, fairly quickly. Other times it might take a week or a month or 6 months down the road to kind of see where the learning was in a particular experience. But I really try to don't always do it, but I really try to live my life in almost an observer role, where I'm kind of witnessing myself live my life from the outside. So when tough stuff does happen to me, I can look at it with a little more, what's the word I'm trying to think of? A little clear mind about it, a little more, the word's not coming, but it allows me to kind of work through things better and see where the learning is and see how I handled it, and which helps me in the future. And so, you know, it's, you know, people are going through tough times, just hang in there and just know that you're worth it. And
And in your book, you tell us about the importance of being yourself, to being able to see yourself. How was that for you? I mean, how did it happen in your experience? How did you get to find who you were or who you are?
Well, just all, you know, the last 5 years, that's really kind of been front and center for me, because I was a little shy, and I mean, I'm an outgoing person, but I'm also, you know, I was always afraid to kind of share my gifts. And so the last 5 years, I've been kind of forced to deal with that as you know, the works, the books and all the different things have kind of come through me. It's I have learned that my true happiness has come from being myself and not trying to be anybody else. And so it's, you know, it hasn't been easy, but I've forced myself to do it, and just it gets easier and easier and easier as I go along, and know that I am worthy to do that, and we're all worthy to share what we have inside of us. I mean, it makes us happier, and it makes the world a better place. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. So how do you make it happen every day? How is it for you?
You know, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it feels like work. But on those days that it feels like work, I just do the things that I've already kind of talked about to stay in balance and to keep my energy up, and to kind of fight through those occasional experiences of maybe not feeling confident. You know, it's because we all go through it.
Mm-hmm. One last question for you. How would you describe awakening?
How would I describe what?
Awakening, being awake.
How would I describe awakening?
Right.
Oh, gosh. Awakenings. Well, for me, it just came in the form of my intuition. You know, the one example being when I left the family business, that was an awakening for me. You know, the feeling was so strong that I just knew that I wasn't able to stay there anymore, and so I explored that feeling, and it led me down this new path. So, you know, an awakening. I think there's obviously probably small awakenings and large awakenings like the one I experienced. But it's, if you have them, definitely follow them and just you know, see where it leads you.
Mm-hmm. There's a lovely poem that you have in your book. It's called Light. I was wondering if you would like to share it with us.
Oh, sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you. Okay, this is called Light, and I wrote it a couple years ago, and it's in the book Finding Your Voice. Can you see your light inside you? It shines both day and night, leading you both near and far, keeping your path in sight. Can you feel your light inside you as it courses through your veins, inspired greatness housed within, to share for all to gain? Can you taste your light inside you, flavored sweet and pure, water, land, and truthful food grant energy and cures? Can you hear your light inside you as it speaks to you in song, guiding you to flow each day, helping you stay strong? Can you touch your light inside you, compassion, joy, and heat, a tender kiss, a warm embrace, rituals to be complete? Can you sense your light inside you? It's spoken from within. Hunches, feelings, heartfelt signs, giving life a whole new spin. And will you trust your light inside you, your gifts, your being, your core? True greatness lay in wait to be shared, enjoyed, explored.
It's a beautiful point. Thank you very much, Brian. How come you decided to write it down? How was it for you to write this poem?
Wow. I don't know. That's a really good question. It just maybe there was a brief period there where I was just feeling like I needed to reinforce that in myself. And I just, I got an idea for it, and I just sat down, and it just kind of came through me. I feel like I'm kind of a conduit with some of this stuff, some of my writings. And, you know, it was just a hunch. It was a feeling. I just knew I needed to do it. And sometimes they come through me really quickly, you know, like maybe in a half hour. Other times I maybe spend a couple days on them. But I just felt the need to write it. And it was, I feel like it was a gift to me to share.
Thanks for sharing this gift with all our listeners. And thanks for being with us today. It has been a real pleasure. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we have done. And we hope to have you here soon. Have a great day, Brian.
Thank you very much, Luciana. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.